listening to the Create What You Speak podcast. My intention is to change the lives of 1 million women, one podcast at a time. Now let's get started. Thunder, feel the thunder. All right, another 5-minute flash where I take one topic and break it down into further detail in 5-ish minutes or less. Today's topic is all about lists, how to create your list. So this comes up a lot on this show, and I think I take for granted that everybody knows what I mean when I talk about this. So I want to take a little bit more time today to break that down and tell you what lists mean to me and how I use it in my life. And just remember, everything I talk to you about is all just guidance. So take what feels good from what I present to you, but always feel free to make it your own and make it what works for you. Okay, so for me, when I make a list of what I want, it helps me get really, really clear on that, and it's a great way for me to organize my thoughts in one place. So generally, if I'm really spun up or worked up on a topic, I have a million thoughts going on in my mind, and creating this list of what I truly want is the method I use to get really, really crystal clear. All right, so I'm going to give you a couple of examples. So let's say you want to change your career, okay? And I went through this exact thing, so and it worked for me, so I can speak from experience on this. But when I talk, so if you think about you want to change your career and you think about making a list about what you do want in that future career that you're in, this would not be a good list, at least for me. So if I wrote some generic things like, I want a good job, I want it to pay well, and I want to work with nice people. Okay, yes, we want those things, but for me, they're just way too vague, way, way too vague. When I was going through this and I did this, here's how I did it. I broke it down and got really, really, really specific with things. So I wrote out what skills I wanted to use and what I wanted to showcase in my job. So for me, I'm very good at writing technical documentation. I'm very good at talking to end users and figuring out what it is that they truly want when maybe they're not quite sure what they want. So I wrote out using those kinds of specific skills in my new position. I wrote out what my day looked like because in my old life, my day was a lot of commuting, a lot of hurry, 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 go, go, go time. And I didn't like that. I was sick of it. So I wrote out what it felt like in this new life I was in when I wasn't doing that. And I wrote about, what kind of boss I wanted to work for. And maybe for you, you're not even going to have a boss, right? Like, so what is your work environment like? Are you micromanaged? Are you free to create your own day? Do you have to commute or are you close to home? Are you working in an office? Are you working remotely? What's your work environment like, right? Is it fun and creative? Are you working more in a corporate environment? Or what does that look like for you? And exactly how much money do you make, right? So a specific amount, not the amount that you'll settle for or what you think you can have. What amount do you demand in this new role for yourself? And those are the types of questions I ask myself. And I just kept going, right? I just envisioned each area of my career and what that would look like. And let's take another example in relationships. Okay, so this is a great example if you're struggling in relationships or if you're not getting what you want. Making a list of what you do want can help you get very clear. So when you're meeting people, you can start to sift through and sort through, red flags will come up sooner because you know what you're looking for. So here's some questions I would ask if I was making a list about the person I wanted to date. So, you know, there's specific qualities I'm looking for in the person, right? Like I want somebody who is, likes music, right? Because I like to go see music, or somebody who likes to travel, right? Obviously I like to travel, that kind of stuff. So, and there are certain things that are non-negotiable for me, right? And the same for you, right? Obviously, I want somebody who's honest. I want somebody who's going to show up. I want somebody who's going to do what they say they're going to do. You know, those kinds of qualities. Things like, does the person live near you? Are you in a long-distance relationship? You know, for some people, they don't want that. And some people, it doesn't matter. Where do you go when you hang out, right? Like, what types of areas are you in? What types of dates do you go on? Are you somebody who loves the outdoors? If you are and you meet somebody who absolutely hates the outdoors, you're going to know that right up front, right? Then this probably isn't a good mix for us. And the same for me, like with kids, I don't want kids. And when I meet somebody, if that comes up, then, we pretty much immediately go our own way because that's just non-negotiable for me at this point. How does this person make you feel, right? When you're around them, how do you feel? Do you feel happy and excited, or is there something that you're kind of like, something isn't sitting right with me? So, again, when we're thinking about this in a relationship, and you're making your list, it's not, again, what you think you can have. It's what do you demand out of your next relationship? What do you demand? What is it going to be for you going forward? And so for me, as I'm writing this, I get really detailed with what I want, right? So I'm not just writing out generic things. I'm really spending time on this because this truly is your list of demands to the universe. So it's in your best interest to make it what you want to be, because that's what's going to be delivered to you. And if you're not getting what you want, oftentimes it's because you're not really clear on what you do want. So making the list can help with that. So here's some tips for your list, all right? So just a couple of things to close out, because again, I'm over the 5 minutes. I may have to change this to be more like an 8 or 10 minute flash. But anyway, all right, so some tips for your list. Get as detailed as you can that feels good for you, right? Do not stay in this high level generic area, because that's not going to bring clarity to you. Get as detailed as you can that feels good for you, but don't push it. When you run out of inspiration, just stop. We don't want to force this. This isn't I must write 100 things. It's nothing like that. It's do what feels good to you. And when it doesn't feel good to you, or you run out of ideas, then stop. And don't censor yourself. Just write it out. You can always change it later. Just get everything out in one place so you have it and you can start to look at it and take it all in. And write from what you want, not what you think you can have or what other people want for you. Write it from what you want. Remember, this is your list of demands to the universe. So make it what you want. And rewrite it if you need to. Who cares? If you don't get it right the first time, who cares? And you can always add to it later. I'm doing that now. I've done that. You're always free to do that as well. So this isn't just you write it out and you're locked into it, right? Write it. Feel free to come back to it. And one other thing, I always try to write my list from the positive perspective. So instead of saying, I don't want someone that smokes, I would change it to, I'm with someone who is smoke-free, right? I always take the positive spin of what I want in the job or the person or whatever. That to me feels better than having a list of negative aspects that I'm not looking for. So that's really it. You don't have to overcomplicate this, but there is so much power in doing this if you take the time to do it. And I know it because I've lived it and I have proof that it works. So you can do this too, just as easily. I hope that was helpful today. If you have any questions or comments, as always, send me an email, sloanfremont@gmail.com, or leave a comment on Instagram and let me know. Have a great week.